Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got back from Chicago yesterday. I drove 16 hours round trip, friends. And I'm telling you what, when I got out there, we were on our way back about 1 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone from Chicago to the Minneapolis area. And I don't know what happened. It just felt like literally I just got out of the ring with a heavyweight world champion boxer who just punched me in the gut probably 50 times. And it was a rough day yesterday, but I'm telling you what, due to the fact that it was minus 10 degrees, that probably doesn't, you know, really help things out a whole lot. Probably adds to the problem a little bit more than it doesn't. But I slept pretty good last night, and saying that, I'm glad to be live with you again today. And again, friends, it's good to be back in the saddle. It's weird because when you leave for one day, it feels like you've been gone for a whole week. There's so much to get caught up on every day. But again, well, I'm glad to be back here. And thank you for joining us again as well, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, yesterday I just received a little information that we've had over 400,000 people on the last 30 days of sonsoflibertymedia.com, 400,000 people. That means it's been growing incrementally 100,000 per month. We're 4 months old, going on month five coming up here soon. Wanted to tell you thank you very much for responding. Again, folks, that website is laid out for you to understand what's going on in your country. As David rightly prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. You can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And going over there real quick, we can see that in Spokane, the Planned Parenthood there, workers were laughing at a suffering woman loaded into an ambulance. Did you hear what I said? Margaret Sanger's a little outfit called Planned Parenthood. Spokane Planned Parenthood workers laugh as suffering women loaded into an ambulance. Pretty crazy stuff, folks. Article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brett Baer of Fox News is no longer fair and balanced on homosexuality. Of course they're not. Friends, I also want to let you know that there is no fair and balanced on homosexuality. God condemns it, therefore it's unlawful. Okay, there's no debate, there's nothing to talk about. But when you look at Fox News again, as I've shared in the past, and I say again, I hate to say it, but I told you so, friends, your conservative outlets are the problem. They are the ones that have put you in the position that you are now in because you have taken heed to it. So first, the responsibility is yours. And secondly, it's to what you eat, what kind of food you eat. Well, guess what's happening, friends? You're beginning to reap what you've sown. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what's happening in America again today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Keep your eyes on the prize. Great article by Stephanie Joy, co-host here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also have a sermon at State Capitol calls on Magic. magistrates to resist federal government based on God's word. If you don't know anything of your history, friends, you might want to read the Declaration of Independence. Three-quarters of that documentation is nothing more than and nothing less than your forefathers resisting a tyrant named King George. And nothing's going to change in this country until America gets back into that same position where they begin to resist the unlawfulness of this criminal administration. We also have, no surprise here, White House, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles. Free speech activists to protest outside Islamic events. Did you hear that, friends? White House, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihadist articles. Folks, how much more transparent does this administration need to become before you respond? We know that this administration has violated the Constitution over 900 times. This is no surprise. We also know that the New York Times blurted the truth out when in their confusion, when they told us that all information that is released on the population in America is first vetted by this dictator's administration. White House, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles. You know what his reasoning is, friends? Because he's trying to protect the people. He's trying to protect our military. You have got to be kidding me, friends. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch of the West, to name first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee in the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? Oh, I wanted to let you know, too. I wanted to let you know, too, that this is the same man. Listen carefully, friends. Nancy Pelosi to name first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee. This is the guy that is responsible for saying that the Tea Party would love to see black Americans hanging on a tree. Huh. He's also the same congressman who said that American public school system should be molded after the Islamic madras and the use of the Quran as their only foundation. Did you hear what I said? Folks, these people are dangerous, they're radical, they're ignorant, they're appointing America's sworn enemies to position in your government and positions in your governments. There is no more excuse that can be had on the part of the American people. You have been told, you have been warned, and they are continuously doing this. They are stacking positions through our representation to destroy this country, friends. And they, out of their own mouths, are telling you exactly what it's about. So again, it's not like I'm sitting here telling you what they are not. No, they themselves are the ones telling you this, friends. Sons of Liberty Media, going, gone. America's disappearing history, monuments, and sacred places. Folks taking Christian soldiers, praying at a cross, removing landmarks, Christian landmarks, because a judge said so. Their business, friends, is to discover and apply, not to legislate. Folks, it's not the monuments that need to disappear. It's the corrupt judges that need to disappear if you finally stand up and deal with those corrupt judges in the system, friends. See, we have it backwards. We're allowing them to take away our heritage because we are allowing them to violate the laws that the men that are buried 6 feet into the ground and the women that are buried 6 feet under the ground there fought, bled, and died to give us. So really what it comes down to is, who is America honoring? Are you honoring the corrupt judge by allowing him to do what he does? Or are you honoring those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have? There is a big difference, friends. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. The last 2 days we've been talking about compartmentalization. I want to come back to that really quick. And outside of that, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Cole Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to jump in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, you know how we've been talking about compartmentalization? Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my aid. I do want to say this, friends. The other day when I was talking about, you know, woeing, God damning, you know, what these men are teaching, I want to make clear what I'm saying here. I was talking about Billy Graham's grandson, and I was talking about John Piper and what they're teaching through compartmentalization. We've been talking about Robert Ingersoll. And I said, you know what? God damn them. Folks, I want to say this. I'm not personally saying I want them damned. I'm damning their teaching. I'm damning their teaching. And I want you to make distinction as to what I'm damning here. These people need to be corrected. They need to be called out for what they're teaching because it's unscriptural. And if it's not in scripture, then they have no business teaching it. But isn't it interesting that they're teaching the state-run, well, literally, they're teaching government doctrine in the church. And that's not their business. It's their business to be the light of the world, to reprove darkness, and to establish the light as they preach the gospel to the whole world. Not the other way around. But what they're doing is they're teaching, and they're approving. Literally what they're saying, friends, is we have no king but King Caesar, is really what they're saying. I mean, as if to say through compartmentalization, it's not our job as the church to preach out against those that are murdering the innocent in the womb. Or it's not our job to preach out against men marrying men and women marrying men. The government has no business in those issues, friends, namely marriage. It's not the government's job to sanction murder. It's their job to restrain men from sin, not to teach men how to commit sin. But again, friends, what I'm saying here is through compartmentalization, John Piper and Billy Graham's grandson, they're teaching compartmentalization. They're teaching the state's doctrine. And keep in mind as well, friends, that it was Jesus himself that said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrine of the government. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine of the religious people. And now as we go through this show today and we go into the synagogues of, I don't want to say the synagogues of Satan, but friends, we need to go into the synagogues and lay hands on these people suddenly. And if that's what I have to do through the John Pipers and Billy Graham's grandson, then so be it. I'm saying, God damn what they're teaching you, friends, because it is completely unbiblical in every sense of the word. They're teaching their congregants the exact opposite of what they should be teaching them. I shared with you last week as to, or just this the other day here on Monday, about how, you know, they're basically talking about how big and bad God is. But friends, what they teach out of the other side of their mouth is they limit the Holy One of Israel. And why is that? Why do they limit the Holy One of Israel? Because they lightly esteem the rock of their salvation. Really what it comes to, friends, is this. They're a bunch of believers that don't believe. And you know what? I do. I'm a believer that does believe that God is a God of miracles. I am a believer that believes what God said throughout His Word is true. And I say this, if the Word says it, that settles it. Because I believe it. And I'm not standing outside of that. And by the grace of God, I am not moving. God help me. I am not moving from what the Word says, because I see where men that truly believe the Christ, when they don't move, they begin to understand the power of God unto salvation. And by the way, so do their enemies. So do their enemies. So getting back to compartmentalization, and we were again talking about Colonel Robert Ingersoll and how people just took this agnostic who doesn't believe in anything at his word. Instead of actually knowing their founding documents, they just took this guy at his word. And no matter what he says, well, it must be right. I mean, people, believe it or not, there's really people out there that believe what the wicked witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, actually says. Yet she's completely constitutionally ignorant. She talks about the Word. Oh, isn't the Word, isn't that beautiful, the Word? She knows nothing of the Word. Everything she does, the Word condemns her. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, friends. And that's all she has abiding on her. You know, the Barack Hussein Obamas, yeah, there's a few people out there, believe it or not, that really believe what he has to say. A few, I said. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to quit taking people at what they say through face value and actually do our homework. And by the way, I say the same thing to those that listen to me on a daily basis. When I do high school assemblies, when I do colleges, when I do tea parties, do your homework. Prove me wrong or prove me right. Because I'm not giving you my opinion. I am giving you facts. And facts are stubborn things. And let me tell you something, friends. Facts will not move. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant. And right on, my friend. He's exactly right on. Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the Christocrat himself, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said that the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government is the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. The means of the Bible. You know, I know there's agnostics. I know that there's atheists. I know that there's every form of religion out there that where they serve their gods. And no matter what they say, everything is relative. And, you know, it's true if they say it's true. And it's, if someone suggests something they believe in, it's like kind of like the Hare Krishnas. They got like 20 million different gods. I mean, folks, there's some sick people. They're messed up people. And if you look at the fruit in their lives, you can see how messed up they are. They can't identify anything. It's like they're walking in circles constantly. And that's exactly what we're beginning to see what's taking place in this country today. Because people will not go back to their founding documents and understand what our forefathers just stated. It's the only book, and I want to say this, the Bible, the seed of the righteous is forever. It's not going anywhere. Friends, it's been here for 6,000 years, and if the world turns for another 6,000 years, and then another 6,000 years, and then another 6,000 years, the word of the Lord endureth forever. It's settled in heaven. It's not going anywhere. God bears witness to the truth always. Why? Because in the Spirit, the law is perpetual, constantly perpetual. It's always at work to establish and confirm what it says in the Word of God, that blood-bought covenant. But when we move away from our founding forefathers, we end up with the teachings of the Robert Ingersolls, who mean to implement none other than compartmentalization. Now listen to what this clown said, okay? He said, Colonel Robert Ingersoll, he said, "We are laying the foundations of the grand temple of the future, wherein we will be celebrated as the religion of humanity. He said, "We are looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be King of Kings and the God of Gods." See the mockery of Scripture? So, friends, it's not like these guys don't know what they're doing. I wonder how that's working out for Mr. Ingersoll right now, who's burning in hell. Probably shouting out saying, "I didn't know it was like this. I didn't know it was like this. I did everything contrary to what I knew was truth." You know, Voltaire's hanging out down here too, man, and he was trying to prove how wrong Christianity was. And, you know, all these rock stars and all these philosophers and all these, you know, these government officials, man, who were mocking the things of God, they're all down here too, and they're all crying out for some help to get out of here. But now it's too late. But now it's too late. And I want to say what Jesus said to the man that was in hell, that was seeking him out to go to warn his five brothers that were in hell. And what did he say? He said, "They have the law and the prophets. If they won't be persuaded by the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead." In other words, if they won't hear the law of God through Moses, the moral law of God, which has never been abrogated, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead, the New Testament. But see, we have these guys that they mock their way through. And again, you always have a few idiots that will take them at what they say and they'll run with it. A little leaven us the whole lump. And what they begin to teach in advance through their teachings is compartmentalization. And that's exactly what we've been talking about over the last couple days. Now, again, keep in mind, friends, as I was stating just the other day, what these guys want to do through compartmentalization is they want to paralyze the church from its function and its purpose. And we can see the John Pipers and we can see the Billy Graham's grandson. And as to what they're teaching, we can see this through Joe Osteen. We can see what they're teaching, friends. We can see this through the faith movement, who are teaching people, "Gimme, gimme, gimme, my name is Jimmy." Though you have to support ministry, that's true. But what's the end? You know, Scripture tells us those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw. Yet that's all they teach. And you have these people that will go there and they'll have fun in church and they'll mock Scripture. But you know what? They're good slaves, aren't they? Because they will do nothing when they get outside of that building, will they? No. Got to keep it inside of the building. Friends, that's called compartmentalization. And that's exactly what these men mean to teach. And I want to say this again. These are the same people, advertently or inadvertently, that are saying we have no king but King Jesus. Now, when I come back, I'm going to kind of highlight a little bit as to what we talked about on Monday, and then we're going to pick it up from there, and we're going to go to some statistical abstract of the United States and show you what has taken place since people took this seat.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about compartmentalization, how the professed church in America is teaching you this. They're inadvertently and advertently telling you that they have no king but King Caesar. In other words, we fear the face of corrupt government rather than a just and a holy God. And we will submit to that corrupt government because we don't want to lose what we think we have. Yet at length, you're going to lose it because you don't stand up and do what you know you should do. Robert Ingersoll, one of the teachers of compartmentalization, said, "Our government should be kept entirely and purely secular without God. So our father said," he stated, "we shall form a secular government." They never said that. The Declaration of Independence denied the authority of any and all gods. He is completely misleading. Purposely, they agreed that there should be only one religion. That was the very reason our forefathers resisted. One of the reasons, I should say, resisted a tyrant named King George. They agreed that there should be one religion, and that was the religion of patriotism. What? Our fathers founded the first secular government that was ever founded in the world. No, friends, let me ask you something. What government that means to rule over its people and to play God over their people hasn't established a secular government? We talked about how the Declaration of Independence proves Ingersoll completely wrong. See, this is what happens. This is the way you tell a stick is crooked, by laying the straight one next to it. Check your facts. Talked about the laws of nature and of nature's God, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, appealing to the supreme judge of the world with a firm reliance upon divine providence. That's the Declaration of Independence. But he just told the people completely opposite as to what it states in the Declaration of Independence, and there was foolish people around that actually fell for what he said. Then what happened is the church slowly accepted the teaching of compartmentalization. They encouraged their kids to get involved with spiritual professions such as missionary work. In other words, go to another land and teach them about Jesus, but don't do it in your own backyard. They began to teach that they should no longer become involved in secular professions such as science, education, law, and politics. No, leave that up to the scientists who are attempting to take just praise unto themselves, away from God. That will last for a minute. Then we go back to Benjamin Rush again, that Christocrat, when he said, every citizen of a republic, that's you, America, must watch for the state as if its liberties depended upon your vigilance alone. Your vigilance alone. Then we talked about the then we began to talk about the voter turnout during the Revolution and after the Revolution, shortly thereafter. Daniel Webster, in 1824, his election to the United States House, there was 100% voter turnout. Out of the 5,000 possible votes, Webster received 4,999 of them. 4,990 of them. Charles Finney, the Great Awakening preacher, said Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, which is the science of government. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. Well, exactly right. Right on. Then we moved forward with Mr. Garfield, President Garfield, who was the president not once but twice, who was a preacher. He said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. But do you see what happens incrementally? They begin to, through the teachings and the advancing of compartmentalization, they begin to withdraw rather than advance. That's the whole... Hey, folks, when you get some time, read Exodus 23. Read Psalm 18. When I read the Bible, friends, I'm trying to figure out where we're not called to be aggressive and take ground. Read the book of Acts. My goodness, friends, it's all over the place. We have a job to do, and we want the fire to spread. Then we took it to abstract, the statistical abstract of the United States, and it shows the effects of compartmentalization and ignoring candidates, which the American people are responsible for. And then we took it on to the emergence of new national problems, which we've never had to deal with in the past because of the teaching of compartmentalization. What begins to happen when the church fails to do its duty in the dark world that it's called to actually preach to? Well, we have in 1976 the category on sexual abuse of children. Well, it appeared it was not a problem until 1976, by the way, a known problem. Police reports began to flood in across the nation. The rate of child sexual abuse in 1976, 1 in 10,000 children. In one decade, the problem increased by nearly 2,000%. Why is that? Because the church wasn't doing its job anymore. Because the church began to, and to take it to spiritual matters, friends, it failed to preach the law to grace, Galatians 3:24. Because they took on the teaching that to preach God's moral law is legalistic. It's like when a cop comes over to a criminal and says, you just broke the law. Well, the criminal looks at him and says, man, that's legalistic. No, what's the purpose of the cop? To enforce the law, to keep the peace. And what's in the center? Well, judgment and righteousness. But again, people took this on. Oh, thou shalt not judge. You know, I just had a lady come back at me the other day and say, well, Bradley, you know, we're called to love the people, not to judge them. I said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. I said, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Are you really that foolish? If a police officer loves his country, guess what he's going to do? He's going to enforce the laws that the government have established according to God's moral law. His moral rule, right? Common sense. When a cop enforces the law against crime, it's because he loves his country. And it's a mercy to people at large that he brings down the law upon those that are committing the crime. That is love. To suggest that love withholds the law in justice suggests that you hate. Not that you love. You know, taking that to a child. Scripture tells us to he who withholds the rod hates his son. To he who withholds the rod hates his son. And then taking that up to the grown-ups, remember what Jesus said in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Why and how would they repent if he didn't make reference to God's moral law, which he did? You get this? But this is what the professed church in America has taken on. They're called antinomianists. They make no or give no regard to God's moral government whatsoever. And guess what they're doing now, friends? They're reaping the consequences. Now they have the world saying that God is dead. Now they have the world reaching out trying to figure out which God is God. When if they would simply take the God of Israel at his word, he would revive that man. And he would show the world that that God is alive forevermore. And that's the responsibility of every single one of us. Since the professed church in America has taken on compartmentalization, well, they failed to preach out against sexual sins. You know, read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Adulterers, fornicators, fornication is sex before marriage. Homosexuality. You know, interestingly enough, I had a guy one time call me. He was from my old rock and roll world. About 20 years ago, he called me about 10 years ago, and he was talking about Joel Osteen. And he was talking about Jesus this and Jesus that, and I said, really? I said, so how's it going at the home life? I forgot his name. No, it doesn't come to me right now. And he said, oh, it's going great, man. And I said, so you got saved, did you? And he said, oh, yeah. Love the Lord. Really? I'm surprised he's even saying Jesus, to be honest with you, especially through Joel Osteen. And interestingly enough, I said, so he was talking about his girlfriend. I said, so yeah, fornicating? And he said, what do you mean, Bradley, fornicating? He didn't know what fornication meant. And by the way, neither did I. When I was in the rock and roll world, I had no idea what fornication meant. It means sex before marriage. I said, are you fornicating? He goes, what's that? I said, are you having sex with your girlfriend, dude? Kind of an uncomfortable thing to say, but I said it. He said, yeah. And all of a sudden, there was a long pause. I said, well, you might want to read the Bible, my friend, because it says fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. There was a long pause. And I said, hello? He said, oh, his whole demeanor, his whole attitude completely changed. End of conversation. He didn't want to hear what the word commanded. He wanted to hear what man said. He didn't want to hear what Christ said. You know, Jesus said, even if you look, Matthew 5:33, it's an offense. That's committing adultery. The law said, thou shalt not commit adultery, Exodus 20. It's the seventh commandment. But Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you look, and he said, if your eye offends you, he said, cast it out. It's better for you to go to hell, or I'm sorry, go into heaven and inherit the kingdom of God with one eye rather than going to hell with both. Whoa, that's grace? Yep, that's grace. You need to ask God for more grace to keep his commandments better, right? Gotcha, that's exactly how it works. But see, when I gave him the word, he didn't want the word. He was okay to hear it fall from the lips of some hireling, but he didn't really want to know what the word had to say. And see, that's what I want to do in the Sons of Liberty, constitutionally, and first biblically, is I want you to understand what God's word says and the Constitution says, not what man and his interpretation comes out to be through his corrupt carnal nature. So, in saying that, because the church has taken on compartmentalization, we have an AIDS increase. In 1981, there was 199 cases reported. Since then, reported AIDS cases have increased to 68,000%. By the way, it's a created disease, just so everybody understands that. But it doesn't matter if it's created or not. The fact of the matter is if you weren't committing the act, you wouldn't have to worry about contracting it, right? Federal prosecutions of public corruption did not appear in statistical abstract until 1973. Why? Because the church took on compartmentalization. They said, let's keep it here. And you know what? Whatever you learn from me today, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. Don't do what Jesus said. do what I said. Because we have no king but King Caesar. God damn that. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about compartmentalization. What's happening and what's happened in the past and to the present, what is happening to America because the church has taken on compartmentalization? Well, we're talking about statistical abstract of the United States of America, and we find that the federal prosecution of public corruption does not appear in the statistical abstract until 1973. In 1973, there were 244 cases of public corruption. In two decades, reports increased over 500% to 1,400 cases. What's happened since the church began to decry and cry out that there's no king but King Jesus? Away with the Christ. We have no king but King Jesus. Now listen to what I just said. Away with the Christ. We have no king but King Jesus. Away with the truth of the word. The light of man who came unto his own, but his own received him not. Away with him. We won't take him at his word. We want to find fault with him. We don't want to live accordingly to the meek King of glory. We want to do it our way, said the Satanists. And the religious hypocrites of the day said, crucify him, until all the people were moved to go in line along with the spiritual corrupt and the spiritually corrupt back in the day to have Christ crucified. Away with the Christ. We will not do it your way because we have no king but King Caesar. We'll do it his way. And we'll do what we're told through compartmentalization. And friends, what's been the fruit? Corruption at large. You know, on a daily basis, now we're seeing out there teachers committing crimes against their students. I mean, this is unheard of. On a daily basis, we're seeing judgment being completely turned up on its head. Why? Because people, for the most part, are not taking heed to what their conscience, that means with knowledge, as to what God is telling them by the Holy Ghost, what's right and what's wrong. But that ain't going to work on Judgment Day. I just want to clarify that. You can play stupid, but that's not going to fly. You can sear your conscience all that you want, but you're searing it willfully because you know what you're doing. Every time you allow this to advance itself, this compartmentalization, you're allowing the people at large to say, crucify and away with the Christ. We have no king but King Caesar. And friends, the opposite is true in every sense of the word. The opposite is true. We're either going to do what God commanded us, or we're not. And if we're not going to, America, I want you to understand, this is only going to increase. Things are not going to get better. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. It gets darker and darker and darker. Corruption in government is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Because corruption in the church has been tolerated to get worse and worse and worse and worse. We're letting the ignorance come to the pulpits and preach on issues they have no understanding of. They don't know Christ. Know means to know as a man knows a woman. They don't know His Spirit. They're enemies of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. How is the Holy Ghost to come about to convict if you don't make reference to God's law? And isn't it our message as the church to preach repentance towards God? How are we to preach repentance towards God if we don't make reference to His moral law? And secondly, we are to preach faith in Jesus Christ. Why would they go to Jesus Christ if they don't have to repent? Why would a man go to a doctor if he didn't know his ailments? This is how foolish things have become. See, man is lowering the law by which they are to perceive their own guilt. Because no one's making reference to God's moral law anymore. See, man is now becoming his own God in every sense of the word. And this is what we're seeing transpire throughout the nation. They'll do that which is right in their own eyes. While everybody else with a spiritual mind condemns it. Because they know that they're violating God's moral law. Murders are on the increase. Drug use on the increase. See, folks, really what it comes down to, if we didn't want these things to take place, the American people would rise up in a day. And if they would rise up in a day, we could change everything. And the only reason you would rise up, friends, is because of your love for God. And through godly repentance that's wrought by the Holy Ghost, that He works godly repentance in you. You are sorry for what you have done by sinning against His Son. And until America comes to that point, nothing's going to change in this country. This is only going to grow, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. And guess what? We see now on the Supreme Court chambers, we see none other than Alina Kagan, Sotomayor. We got some internationalists. We got whatever they say, the American people stand down and say, well, it must be so. No, that is completely wrong. Who's telling you that, friends? The compartmentalized church is. Well, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama, he's the commander-in-chief. Whatever he says goes. That is so untrue. Folks, there is no king in this country but King Jesus and that Constitution and the enumerated laws. And folks, how many times I've opened up these lines to have someone prove otherwise? 1-866-233-0747. Folks, you that listen to me religiously, you know exactly what I'm telling you. I lay it out there. They don't call, but I get the emails just like I did when I got home from Chicago. You know, but what about this and what about that? Or what about this? What about that? And you know, without fail, friends, it's always coming from a homosexual. some reprobate mind, some distorted, carnal, fallen carnal individual, debased, evil, corrupt, in every sense of the word. They're the ones that are trying to take their ground. They're the ones trying to prove their point. Where's the church? The church is compartmentalized. Where's the patriot? The conservatives, all one and the same. Where are you at? It is up to us, friends, to right the wrongs, and we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. And the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow, not the next week. It's 24/7. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And I'll tell you what, I'm asking the Lord every day of my life, my God, my Father, my Daddy, to give me strength to do what you've called me. Fail not to show my generation thy power. Just the way David prayed. And Gideon. And Samson. And David. And Moses. I mean, these guys saw things through. They weren't perfect, nope, but we can make distinction. We talked about this in the past, of Christ's risen nature in a man, where we see Christ made more than a conqueror, he who overcomes the world. We know the one that Christ empowered. We see the Christ through these men, but we also seen man's his fallibilities. We've seen where he has failed, where he stepped outside of the will of God. We want the Lord to empower us and give us more grace to keep his commandments better on a daily basis. So this doesn't get worse than what it is right now, friends. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm just so absolutely shocked that America has let it go this far. I am so absolutely shocked that America has let it go this far. How ungrateful this country is for what's been given to it. You know, I was just watching the Band of Brothers the other day, 101st Airborne, the 506th. Captain Winters said, the young people in this country, and it's not just the young, it's the older as well. As a matter of fact, wisdom is justified by our children. If we have a problem with our young, it's because of the old. But he said, these lessons were hard ones to learn. He's one that fought in World War II. They took Hitler's eagle's nest. And for 2 years, they sacrificed all, and many, many good men fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. He said, the young people of this generation need to know the lessons that were taught. He said, because they were hard lessons that were learned. They were hard lessons that were learned. And they said that during 1944, my friends, there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. There was not a household in America, friends, that did not feel loss, that fought in World War II. And I want to just lay this out to your candor. What are you doing with that gift? And I'm taking that in the natural so you can understand what I'm saying to you in the spiritual. The captain of our salvation, his name is Jesus Christ. What are you doing with that gift? You know, we hear it all the time. God has shed his grace upon us. Yes, he has. What are you doing with that grace? That blood-bought present. That blood-bought gift. What are you doing with the gift of freedom, friends? Are you standing down when you should stand up? There's so many of you that listen to me on a daily basis that are called. You see what's wrong. And the only reason that you see what's wrong is because God has opened your eyes to see the wrong. And he's promised to empower you to right the wrongs. See, it's a work of faith with power, with strong confidence and much assurance, that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Folks, we'll pick it up tomorrow again. Love you by what I do. Glad to be back in the saddle here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.